hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so to kick off this hour, I got an old friend of mine, Dan Orr. Is the man. He's on the Demo board, among other things. He's doing all kinds of crazy stuff. He used to be the Dan of Dan. He still kind of is. He kind of helps him out now and then as well. But he's on the Demo board. He's one of my go-to people when it comes to dive industry news and information, because he's pretty plugged in. And he's constantly giving back to the industry in ways that most people just don't have the luxury to do because of Dan's history. He's been there, done that several times over. He's one of those kind of folks. If you're not already familiar with Dan Orr, well, let me introduce you to him. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Greg. How are you?
I am great. And, you're always doing some crazy adventures now. You're still working as a consultant, but you have a little bit more flexibility with your time. Is that right? Or what do you think?
I do. And I have this problem. In fact, my wife gives me a real hard time about it. I have a problem saying no. So whenever somebody comes up to me with an issue or needs some help with something, and I automatically say yes.
That's right. Well, when I say Dan Orr, yeah, Dan and Betty kind of go hand in hand, literally. Yeah. Everywhere Dan goes, she's right there with him and helping him along. And they're two of the coolest people in the dive industry. Let me just say that right up front. And on this latest adventure that you just went on, was she with you on this as well?
She was.
So, yeah.
She was.
So I hear about this diving, these adventures the last few years that you've been doing, to me, kind of come off a little bit along the extreme side of things, because you're doing like some serious, I don't even know what it's considered. It's not ice diving. It's like insane ice diving, isn't it? Or how would you describe these adventures up on, I don't know, first off, where is it? Where are you going?
I'll tell you a couple things. Just this year, we have actually been to the northernmost inhabited community on Earth, which is Longyearbyen in Svalbard, which is north of Norway. And we've also, within the last 6 months, been to the southernmost inhabited community, Ushuaia, wow, Argentina, which is a jump-off point for going to Antarctica.
How about that? So you've been to both poles, pretty much, is what you've been doing.
In fact, I've been to both poles 4 times.
About that. Has that been a bucket list thing, or you just got sucked into one of these trips a few years ago and like you loved it so much and you kept going back and let's compare the north to the south or what happened here?
Well, actually, Betty and I, when we became consultants after we retired from Dan, I'll use retiring in air quotes,
right?
We decided to provide assistance wherever we could. And a good friend of ours is Faith Ortiz and her business partner, Paul Holbrook. And they asked us at one time to help out on an expedition to Greenland. And they have a company called Blue Green Expeditions. And from 2018 until this latest adventure, which is we just came back a few days ago, we've helped them out on a number of different, actually almost 20 different expeditions, including the poles, as well as India, Tasmania, Madagascar, you name it, Tanzania, Rwanda. Right. So we've been all over helping as best we can.
How about that? Okay, so I didn't know that. So these trips you've been going on is Face Company.
Blue Green Expeditions.
Blue Green Expeditions.
She put that together a number of years ago, and they provide these unique places and go places where either divers have never been, or there are some expeditions that are non-diving and going places again, like Madagascar, where very few people ever get a chance to go.
And are you like, for the group, you're like the dive guide, so to speak, for this group? Or you assist in that regard or act as a consultant, I guess, or what?
Well, actually, we both provide different roles. Betty helps out with a lot of the paperwork. She also helps out with hands-on when somebody needs some assistance when we're on the diving part of it. But sometimes I'll help out with the scuba divers. Sometimes I'll help out with the snorkelers. Sometimes I'll just help out and lead a trip, for example.
Right.
So we lead and we do just whatever Faith needs us to do. And we do that because, for one thing, we believe in what she does. And also, lately, she's been doing a lot of things that involve citizen scientists, where they're collecting a lot of scientific information, especially in the Antarctic and the Arctic.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, we've had Faith on the show before. It's been a while, but yeah, I didn't realize that was what you were doing. Yeah. On this adventure. I hear this stuff secondhand. Dan will be talking about, hey, I just got back from ice diving in Antarctica or someplace. I'm like, what? This guy's crazy. He's doing insane stuff. Now it makes a little more sense because now I get it. Because Faith, she has quite an adventure dive record in her own right for many, many years as well. So you're assisting her in running these trips back and forth between the North and South Pole areas. So the one you just came back from was where exactly?
That was to Antarctica. Yeah. So we actually flew down to Ushuaia, Argentina, which, as I mentioned, is that southernmost inhabited community. And then we went from there to the Antarctic Peninsula. Now, this trip initially was scheduled to go to the Weddell Sea, which is on the eastern side of the Antarctic Peninsula. Now, for one thing, it takes 2 days to get over there because you have to pass through the Drake Passage, which can be kind of problematic. It was a little tough going over. It was kind of tough coming back.
Yeah.
So we had to deal with some 20-foot waves and 60-70 mile-an-hour winds.
Wow.
But once we got over there, the problem was the Weddell Sea had too much ice in it. So we really couldn't go where we wanted to go. So we elected to go to the eastern side of the peninsula and go down actually below the Antarctic Circle, which is something very few people ever had a chance to do.
So you got to time it just right for the season, I guess, so you can actually make the passage in the first place. And you have to get on a boat. There's no way to fly to that end spot. You got to take it by some massive icebreaker kind of thing, where someone's looking out for Titanic issues or what?
Hopefully not. But the ship we use is actually from a company called Oceanwide Expeditions, and it used to be a Russian research vessel, so it's ice rated. And while we were down there, actually, as you may know, there are a lot of cruise ships that go down there and offer cruises down there, including National Geographic and Quark Expeditions and a number of others. And it was even tough for them because one of the cruise ships actually got stuck in the ice down there.
Wow.
So we were able to go a lot further south than they could go because we were ice rated.
How about that? How big of a boat are we talking about?
Pretty close to 300 feet long.
Okay.
And we took 90 people with us, plus there's a crew of about 50 or 60 people on board. And of those 90 people, there were 47 scuba divers, 27 or so snorkelers, and some other associated people who were there to assist.
Wow.
And so it was a pretty good expedition.
Okay. So it takes at least 2 or 3 days to get there, I assume, by how you describe this. And then once you actually get to location, what, are you there for a week, two, or how long of an adventure are we talking?
Well, we were there for about 8 days. So once we were, the trip itself was about 12 days altogether. It took 2 days over, 2 days to come back. And then we're on site or actually cruising around the different islands and areas there for about 7 or 8 days. And we try to go to a different place each day and sometimes two locations or more during a single day period. It all depends upon the weather and the ice and everything else.
But you literally are diving under the ice or through it, I guess. Or do they
around
cut all in it? Or do they
around
just...
It.
Okay.
Yeah, because where we go, there you don't dive under the ice. In fact, one of the things we tell people who are diving and even snorkeling is not to get under the ice.
Okay.
Partly because even big icebergs, are relatively unstable, and they could roll over, or chunks of ice could break loose from a part that's submerged and come rapidly to the surface. So what we do is we dive around and snorkel around the ice and not under it.
Okay. So it's like diving a reef wall in the Caribbean, except it's way colder. I hate to even ask what kind of water temps are we talking about?
Well, it can be as cold as 28 degrees. In fact, the first time I was diving there back in 2018, it was pretty close to 28 degrees. And this time it was a little bit warmer. It could be 30 to 32, which is still cold.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that makes much difference. The only word keeps popping in my head is shrinkage.
And yeah.
More with Dan Orr next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's nexdive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.